USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has lashed out and blamed President Biden for the deaths of 46 migrants whose bodies were found abandoned in a tractor trailer in sizzling temperatures in a suspected smuggling attempt. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Military training goes down this week in the Pacific Ocean.
A huge military training exercise will take place starting this week around the Hawaiian Islands off the coast of Southern California. The Rim of the Pacific exercise, which happens every other year, will feature 25,000 military personnel from 26 countries. RIMPAC 2020 starts Wednesday and runs through August 4th, with dozens of ships and aircraft taking part in simulated battle scenarios. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ford Motor Company announced a recall.
Ford Motor Company will be recalling about 2,900 F-150 Lightning trucks because a software issue may result in a failure to provide adequate warning of low tire pressure. The recall is the first for the Ford electric pickup truck. There are no accidents or injuries connected to the recall.
That's Eliandra's reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Diets with a larger amount of protein lead to healthier nutritional decisions while helping to avoid the reduction of lean body mass. That's according to a new study from Rutgers University. The researchers gathered data for over 20 years from 200 overweight individuals between the ages of 24 and 75 in clinical trials at the university. The Navy SEALs Museum opens on Long Island today in West Sayville. Gold Star mother Maureen Murphy on Fox News talks about the museum and her son, Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy.
I think this museum is great because it not only honors Mike, but it honors everybody on that wall there that, you know, there's service and sacrifice, and that's what I like about this. And also people from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and the War on Terror. So it honors everybody, and I like that, and I like the idea that this museum is on Long Island, and the children that will come through this on class trips will understand a little bit better what these brave warriors do.
JetBlue Airways on Monday ramped up its battle with Frontier Group Holdings for the right to acquire Spirit Airlines. Frontier CEO Barry Biffle said the airline company's updated offer for Spirit will be enough to reach a merger deal with the carrier. A vote is scheduled for Thursday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.